Hi, and welcome to Karma Talk Radio. I'm here today to talk about something to me that is so significant and so amazing. And it's about helping us to communicate and connect with our own guardian angels and our past loved ones. What are the things that you're doing that are stopping you from being able to have that relationship and not allowing you to have that open door? What has been happening that is closing that door in your life? Think about that as you are here today. Think about that. How can you allow yourself to change your circumstances? How can you change the situation that is surrounding you today? Today we are going to be working on changing the vibration and helping you to allow your heart chakra to become more open. And as we work on you opening your heart chakra, it will create huge amounts of movement in your life so that you can start preparing and maybe even hearing some of them or someone today. To me, this brings me great joy, obviously, because I feel like the more we allow ourselves to communicate and connect with our loved ones who have passed away, with those who are searching and looking for communication and just knowing that our ancestors are not missing, they're not gone, they're not just a figment of our imagination. They're real. They exist. They're here. But we don't allow ourselves to build that relationship. We don't allow ourselves to connect on a deeper level. And our guardian angels and our spirit guides want us to do that. They want us to build the relationship, change the vibration, and really let love and happiness and joy fill us. Think about that. How can I help you today to change your vibration so that you can be reawakened again? When I come on the radio, when I speak with all of you, one of the things that brings me great joy is being able to be here and giving all of you the inspiration that you need, the inspiration emotionally, spiritually, and energetically. So what are the things that I can do to help you today? What are the things that you're missing in your life? If you can't connect with me right now live on radio, then don't hesitate. Definitely can connect with me. Go to my website, asktammyadams.com, asktammyadams.com. Connect with me. Send us an email. Join me on other radio shows. Try to connect with me in many other different ways. I even have on my website many different type of opportunities that can be able to benefit you through self-help. I have my guided meditation CD, which is called The Guided Meditation. It's on my website. You can go to it. It's about 23, 24 minutes long, and it walks you through meditation, walks you through taking the steps that you need to take so that you can allow yourself to find balance and reopen your chakras and different levels within your body once again. That's one option. Then I also have The Secret to Your Chakras. The Secret to Your Chakras is a book which I have written. It's a simple book. It's a handbook, but it's significant and it's important because what it's for is for you to have information, very detailed information that will benefit you so that you can start transforming. Transforming one chakra at a time. And today, I want you to focus on how can I help you think about this? How can I help you to begin transforming in the most amazing, awesome way? And like the guardian angels are advising me and talking to me now, the best way to start is by dealing with the heart chakra. So for all of you who are here joining me and connecting with me today, let us focus on doing a meditation and let me help you to get rid of the blockages that are around you. So I'm going to put the phone down so I can be able to connect with all of you through meditation and by helping you to change the vibration, okay? So inhale, pause through your nose. Exhale, negative through your mouth. Focus on letting love fill your heart. Inhale, positive. Exhale, negative. And just let go of the things that are causing interference in your space. visualize all the problems that have been in your life just melting away. Really just think about, why are you allowing yourself to control these moments of fear, controlling sadness? Let these emotions go. Inhale positive through your nose and exhale negative through your mouth. As you're connecting with me, and as we're working on changing the vibration and actually making a difference today, what can we do to help you even more? Think about, what are the steps that you have taken? What are the things that you've done so that you can communicate with your own guardian angels or communicate with your past loved ones? To me, most of the time, we don't allow ourselves to really take the full steps that we need to in order for us to communicate with our loved ones. Why we don't take those steps is because we're afraid. We're afraid to really know what our guardian angel has to say. We're afraid to know that there is someone out there watching us, that there is someone out there trying to communicate with us. It's sometimes, and to be honest with you, you know, talking for real and really connecting with all of you guys, the truth is, it is kind of scary. You know, it is kind of scary when you think about it. Oh my gosh, there's someone who's passed away that's watching me all day long, or, you know, following me through the store, or, you know, sitting watching me sleep. But when you realize it's someone you love, and you realize that it's someone who cares for you, oh my goodness gracious, I can't explain to you how amazing and how wonderful it really truly is. Because then they give you messages, they give you signs, and they show you how they're really there in so many ways, in more ways than you can imagine. And what our guardian angel has been telling us time and time again, and this is a message that I've said several times today, the guardian angels say, I love you, my person. I will never, ever leave you. I will be here for you for always and forever, but you are the one who allows fear to fill you. You are the one who lets human behavior get in the way. What does human behavior mean? It means we have allowed ourselves to be brainwashed by modern day behaviors and circumstances, which is vanity, judgment, ridicule, control, fear, all these things that God didn't put there, that your angels didn't put there. How can I help you to let go of these things that are weighing so heavy on your shoulders, which is creating such a stress on your back? How can I help you to release that? I know one of the first steps that I can do is helping to change the vibration by meditating with you now and changing the circumstances immediately. First things first, what I want to do is, we're working on the heart chakra. I want to work on you just letting yourself let go. Inhale positive through your nose, exhale negative through your mouth, and work on allowing yourself to become renewed. Think of your air flowing through your body, letting out the stress, the heaviness, the burden, the lack of nurturing, whatever it is that's stopping you from moving forward. Let that energy really just let go. No longer take ownership of the burden, of the heaviness, of the stress. Let that go and let your heart be free. Like the guardian angels are saying to me as we're speaking now, she said, do you believe in love? Of course. Some of us say we don't believe in love. Some of us may say, yeah, I believe in love, but I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime. But in your deepest part of your soul, in the center of your heart, you know that love is real. You know that you're a guardian angel. You know that your spirit guides that are watching over you and your loved ones who have passed away love you so deeply, so deeply. But you are afraid of being hurt again. You're afraid of failure. You're afraid of disappointment, that it's stopping you from letting your own ability that you have within you to be free and to finally fly. What does that mean? That means a lot. It means a lot. Because what it means is that we are sabotaging our own happiness. We're sabotaging our future. And I'm being real with all of you today. I come on the radio so I can help you, not because it benefits me. And it really, truly, really, really makes my heart warm knowing that you are going to be transformed or you received information today that is going to benefit you in the most amazing, spectacular way. Let's think about this for a minute. Think about the government. Think of the world. Think of how the world functions. The falseness, the arguments, the judgment, the ridicule, the lack of morals, the disconnection, the vanity, the gluttony, the falseness. Is that the world you want your children, your grandchildren, your loved ones, your best friend to live in, your partner? Is that the world you want to leave behind for those that you care about so preciously? To me, the answer is no. I do not to live in a world that is false and where I'm being convinced and brainwashed that love is not real and it's about a number and that love is about something that is superficial and false. I don't believe in that. I have people who call and they talk to me about how they want to connect with their soulmate. They want to be able to allow themselves to communicate with their spirit guides and their guardian angels so that they can connect with the true love of their life. But there are certain limits. I want to make for sure he makes this much money. I want to make for sure that this is the standards. I want to make for sure that these are the doors that will open. And I just laugh, and I think that is the most hilarious, most absolutely funniest thing I've ever heard in my whole entire life. Why do I crack up laughing from that? It's a very simple answer. It's because I don't understand. I truly don't understand how people consider money, value, status, falseness, superficial things to be a part of love. To me, that's something that man has created. If your toe isn't the right shape as the other toes, let's go have surgery and make sure the toes are all perfectly aligned. If your nose isn't the perfect shape, then God forbid, we need to go fix that immediately. If your ears may be sticking out a little too far, let's have surgery for that. My chin isn't perfect for modeling, so let me get my chin to stick out a little more. I mean, there's so many things. I want to have, you know, a smaller waistline. So God forbid, let's make for sure and, you know, cinch that up and a tighter butt while we're at it. I don't understand how we have got to the place of where we are. I don't understand how it's okay to put toxic chemicals in our water and kill our ocean, to pollute the ocean that we depend on that makes our world, our planet, is so special because we have an element. We have an element that is so priceless, but yet we are putting toxins and polluting it daily. Not every once in a while, daily. We say we want a difference. We say we care about fulfilling our purpose. But what are you doing? What steps are you taking to make that happen? You can't answer that for one reason. There's many things that you may have been a part of that are amazing. But what you can't answer is the consistency. You're not being consistent. You're not doing the things that need to be a constant change, like Mother Teresa taught me so many years ago. If you don't be a constant reminder, even if you are a thorn in their side, be a constant reminder of what they need to do so that we can transform our world and our lives. But one thing that I have to mention to all of you, and I believe in this with every breath I take, is that by having a communication with your own guardian angels and with your own past loved ones, I believe by having that communication, you will know how to get rid of the falseness, the negative, the disruption, the pain that is constantly aching in your life. Open the doors and have love and passion once again. Accept the passion that your angels are trying to bring into your life. Let God heal you and raise you to be in a better vibration, in a more amazing location in your life, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, mentally, in every way, shape, or form. Let your angels help you and let God help you. How can we transform our lives? I truly believe by communicating and by everything I'm talking about, getting rid of the toxins that are, you know, being polluted in our water, making for sure not to pollute the ocean with plastic and trash and garbage and sewer waste and God knows what else we put in it. Not destroying people by showing unkindness and heartlessness. By communicating with your own guardian angels and your loved ones who have passed away, you will have a constant reminder of when to turn left, of when to turn right, of how to reopen each door that you're trying to work at opening. You will have the guidance and the knowledge and the information. You will be told what door to open and what door to keep closed. You will be guided into the relationships that you need to bring into your life, and you need to be guided into the ones that need to be washed out of your life. Each and every step we take is a step that we should be taking and striving to take in the right step forward. Something that is going to benefit our lives and transform our lives into an amazing, amazing direction. Our guardian angels love us with every breath we take and every cell that's within our body. Our guardian angels love us. I'm telling you, I know this. But you don't believe it because we are convinced by man. We are convinced by people in this world that it is false. That we are not loved. That we are not significant. That we are not important. And this is false. Believe in who you are and believe in who you are today. Let love shine and spread in your life, in every aspect of your life. Think about this for a moment. Think people talk about, well, how is my guardian angels and how are my past loved ones talking to me? And they said, you know, do I hear their voices? Do I see them? Do I hear them? You know, what do I do? And I talk to people and I explain to them very clearly that everyone has a different ability, that me personally, I communicate with guardian angels and I can hear them, see them, visualize them, feel them. Basically, I have all abilities where I am just completely connected with them in every way, shape, or form. But not everyone has that ability. Very few people on the planet can even have access to communicating with their guardian angels because we have become so disconnected and so filled with fear. And we don't want to hear the truth because, God forbid, we hear what we need to do to transform our lives, because that means we actually have to put effort. That means we actually have to be good. That means we have to have morals. That means we have to be aware of our bad behavior. God forbid, right? God forbid we are being responsible. God forbid that we're not being unjust, God forbid we're not allowing ourselves to have judgment and ridicule and condemning and whatever else negative that we do. And I am not saying I'm innocent. I know I've made plenty of mistakes. But the reason why I'm mentioning this is because if you want to have a communication with someone who has passed away, if you want a relationship with your very own guardian angel and spirit guides, pay attention to your dreams. This is where I can promise you, even those who don't believe, even those who don't understand, will be able to receive messages or some type of validation of some sort through your dreams. Dreams help you to connect with your guardian angels and your spirit guides on a completely different level. It is, to me, it's fascinating. It's absolutely amazing. So let your dreams take form. And what that means is let them come and become a reality. What are your messages for that day, or maybe for a week from now, or whatever it may be? Pay attention to those messages. And for those who are looking for more answers and who need more clarification and understanding, don't hesitate to call. Call the number 916-930-0781 and ask, how can I set up an appointment? How can I get help? How can I be guided now so that I can be transformed and so that I can be awakened to the messages and to the information that my guardian angel is trying to tell me? So if you're looking for answers, don't hesitate and go ahead and call. For those who are filled with fear, know this. By working with me or anyone who I've trained in any of my students that I've taught, working with anyone that's a part of our team will guide you, direct you, help you through healing the fear in so many ways. Emotionally, maybe forgiveness, maybe finding out the hidden secret of what was going on, maybe getting rid of the karmic energy that's caused so much disruption. You know, karma is a part of everything, and I've talked about this for so many years, but I haven't talked about it recently, how karma is a part of everything, because I do believe that karma has to do with every part of our existence. What we do is so significant, and people don't allow themselves to realize how significant it is to pay attention to karma and how karma is so real. Good karma, bad karma, past life karma, family karma, generational karma. So much to talk about. And we'll talk about that in another show. But the reason why I mentioned karma for a moment is because maybe the karma that you have that you're dealing with is connected with one of your past loved ones. And maybe there's still some stuff that you're holding on to energetically, frustration, fear, blockages, sadness, that has to do with one of your past loved ones. And by bringing forward that relationship and building your solar plexus to become reopened, opening your heart and building your confidence, we can help you to have that relationship and reconnect with those who you need to speak to once again so that you can be healed. Inhale positive and exhale negative. Let's focus on changing the vibration and opening up the energy. Inhale positive. Exhale negative. Let love fill your heart. Let's work on building relationships with our guardian angels and connecting with our loved ones. What doors can you open? What things can you do to transform your life today? Receive the blessings and the gifts that your guardian angel is trying to give to all of you. And to all of you, really receive the happiness and the joy that each and every one of your guardian angels, spirit guides, past loved ones are bringing into your life today. God bless all of you to have joy and happiness and true fulfillment with every step you take forward for always and ever. If you try to get in touch with us, you can call us at 916-930-0781 or go to my website, asktammyadams.com, A-S-K-T as in Tom, A-M-M-Y, A-D-A-M-S.com. To all of you, God bless. Until next time, I am Tammy Adams.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.